morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Mark, the marketing professional Brown, here with Terry Telford, the business professional. He's the president and CEO of thebusinessprofessional.com, the internet's best-kept secret for learning on how to run an online business successfully is definitely thebusinessprofessional.com. Terry, welcome to the interview.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You bet. This interview is it's part of a series of interviews for exclusive members of the Marketing Professional exclusive membership community, as well as thebusinessprofessional.com. Terry, it's definitely a pleasure to be with you and to be able to talk to you about the Business Professional. You definitely run one of the internet's best training and learning-enabled membership websites, bar none. So let's start by acquainting our listeners with a little background information about you and how you first started doing business online. And then what we'll do is we'll get into some more detailed questions about thebusinessprofessional.com. So, Terry, would you just give us a little bit of your background, and then we'll get into some questions.
Sounds great. First, thanks very much for having me today, Mark. And thanks for the fantastic introduction. That was very kind.
Oh, no problem.
My background is in marketing. I graduated eons ago, back in the dark ages, in 1991, from the advertising program in Loyalist College in Belleville, Ontario, Canada. From there, I started my own ad agency with a partner, and we worked on that for, I guess, about 6 months or so. But it was in a small town, so it was kind of, I felt it was fairly rinky-dink, kind of small, and my dreams were to be this giant advertising guru working in a big agency. So in all my wisdom, I decided I'd move to Toronto, which is a big city. And there I found that it was so incredibly competitive, there was no way I could even get into an advertising agency. So I ended up taking a sales career. I basically ended up in different sales and management positions with a lot of different companies, which was quite interesting. There was a lot of different industries that I was able to see. Everything from selling vacuum cleaners, soap and shampoo, what else? I was in the paint industry for about 5 years, so I had lots of different sales and marketing experiences and in management. So that was okay. And then in 1996, I kind of stumbled onto the internet, just basically from a surfing standpoint, really not anything marketing-wise. And in 1997, I bought a direct mail company. This was an offline direct mail company. And I started experimenting in that industry with direct mail campaigns. That was quite costly. It took a really long time. I had a really long learning curve, and I made pretty much all the typical mistakes that I guess everybody does getting into that industry, where, you know, I end up paying too much for advertising, you know, and then you find these cheap lists. You think, wow, you know, you can get these lists of people's names for, you know, for a penny each, and this was direct mail, so this is fantastic. You know, and get these basically what end up being junk mail lists, and so you wasted a whole bunch of money on that. You know, so it took a long time really learning the ropes. And I guess kind of jump fast forward a few years to 2001, it suddenly occurred to me that maybe I could use the internet in the same way that I was using advertising offline on the direct mail side of things. And at first glance, it seemed pretty simple. I mean, it seemed like everything was free. I mean, you have FFA sites, which is free for all sites. You have these classified ad sites. And I thought, wow, this is fantastic. You know, I can reach a million people with a free-for-all ad and classified sites that cost me like $5 or $10, or if I wanted to, you know, spend huge dollars online, I'd go for like a $20 a month classified site. And just basically to put that into perspective, I was spending between about $600 and $1,000 a month on classified ads in the offline world. So $20 for an online classified ad was just like blew me away. I thought, well, this is fantastic. Yeah. So I ended up going through the learning curve online as well, and discovered that, yes, everything is extremely cheap, and from an advertising standpoint, it was extremely cheap.